This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
But it's a secret.
Yeah, we can't tell you.
We wanted to tell you just enough where maybe you'd pick it up.
The wildest ride in the wilderness that is also a secret makes it more exciting.
That's right. Because we want you to realize that this is not a Monday, but it is a lot of people's first day back this week. So it's kind of a hybrid of a Monday roundup, weekend roundup from everything that you missed over the long weekend. I wanted to start with this story because there's a little bit of a story behind it. It did happen this weekend. So we've talked about Katie Wiggins before.
It did happen this weekend, so.
Well, anything that happened over the weekend.
You don't need to prove to us that it qualifies. Just give us a story and then we'll tell you afterwards how
No. I gotta sort of hedge this one because I was sitting on the couch. Like we said, we didn't really do much this weekend. Sitting on the couch. My wife was sitting across from me. She starts laughing. She goes, I can't believe where we're at. I cannot believe where we're at. Now, we've talked about Katie Wiggins a little bit. When I first met Katie Wiggins, she was probably the kind of person who would not touch the word Republican with a 10-foot
pole. This is your wife.
This is my wife.
Not your sister.
That's right. I don't know whether she would be called a Republican at this point, but it's things like this that make me think, I think she's at least conservative. She's a writing teacher. So there's this whole community of...
Did you get permission to share all this?
Sort of.
No, that's a no.
Sort of. Well, she sent... I said, send me the article so that we can talk about this on the radio. I didn't tell her we're going to give her all the... We're going to give everybody the context.
Oh.
So that's bonus. That's bonus material.
She kind of knows what she's signed up for, though.
She knows.
Okay.
She knows. So she is a literary teacher. She teaches writing. She teaches classic literature, both international and... national, I guess, domestic literature. She is part of lots of groups also that, you know, one of them is called the NaNoWriMo, which stands for National Novel Writing Month. And apparently this is a pretty common thing if you're in the English world, in education, that November is a big challenge from NaNoWriMo to write 50,000 words as part of a novel or some sort of creative writing. NaNoWriMo has now said that we want to be clear, this is quote, we want to be clear in our belief that the categorical condemnation of artificial intelligence has classist and ableist undertones.
What does?
The use of AI in writing. Now, this is a topic that most English teachers agree. We don't want to be outsourcing all of our brain power and learning to write to AI. Otherwise, why learn it at all? But this organization has said that we need to embrace AI more because AI is tied to questions around privilege. Quote, not all brains have the same abilities and not all writers function at the same level of education or proficiency in the language in which they are writing. Now, as a writing teacher, my wife was astonished to see that a writing organization was saying that we need to embrace AI because some people aren't as good of writers as others.
I thought you said that AI was ableist.
No, they're saying that AI, that you don't want to be an ableist by not using AI. So they want to bring more AI in because...
What are they bringing it into? Like when you say writing, what does that mean?
Like the education process, teaching kids how to write. So they're saying we don't want kids who
That's
are
like
not...
like saying in math, that if, you know, some people are bad at math, so everybody use calculators. Then nobody learns how to do math.
Yeah. It's saying, you know what? Not everybody's good at basketball, but we want everybody to play in the NBA. It's so ridiculous because this is creative writing.
That's why whether they created it be the WNBA, just kidding.
Whether it be fiction or nonfiction, some people happen to be better writers than others. That's what makes them want to go into writing. To say that, well, just let the bad ones use AI
isn't there
means you don't teach them.
In education and teaching writing, though, and people who want to pursue writing and just people who need to understand how to write correctly?
Well, it depends on the field you go to. Exactly. Because if you're going to go into a different field...
Yeah, but like, what level are they talking about this in?
They're talking about in high school and middle school.
Well, in high school and middle school, you're not learning to write for a career. It's a standard skill.
You're just learning to write. And the point they're trying to make is... We want to make sure that people who aren't as good at writing can use AI more. It's so against what we should be doing, and they're using the language of the left to say, "Well, it's privilege that some people are better writers than others," and it's just these people have lost their minds getting into the arena of education now. And I think the reason I wanted to bring this up is because. We talk about this kind of stuff being out there all the time. It was in my living room over the weekend that it is now affecting just my own wife's curriculum that people are telling her, don't teach writing if they're not very good at it. Just let them use AI. All right. I'm off my soapbox. Hey, but again, that happened over the weekend.
But I hate that so much. I hate it so much. To not teach people how to write. I mean, you may not be the world's greatest writer, but writing is how you can convey your ideas and your intent. And it is how you can change the world. And to say, don't even bother training them to do that. Just let them use AI. That's so
bad. But aren't they talking about adding AI into education, not replacing it?
Well, yes, but adding it in would mean that you'd open the door to kids, like this is already happening, where kids just go, I got a paper due tomorrow. I'm just going to say, write me a paper.
Well, sure, but like in math class, you can take a picture of the equation on your paper and have an app that will solve the whole thing for you. I mean, when we were growing up, our teachers were like, you can't use a calculator. You're never going to be carrying a calculator around with you. And now we have supercomputers in our pockets. I don't think that the implementation of technology into education is inherently bad. I just think I need to know more information as to what this is talking about, especially at writing is not well taught right now. It's not a focus. And you can tell by the way kids, especially because there's so much communication that takes place in a completely informal setting. So they are writing probably more than they ever have before. Children, because we talked to people to communicate. They almost explicitly write to one another in text messages and in social media stuff. But there's no concern for grammar and anything in that. And I don't know that there really needs to be. It's if it's an informal communication, that doesn't matter. But the understanding that they need to know how to write correctly, it's like the purpose of needing to know how to write isn't as important today as it was back then because we communicate so much more frequently now than we did back then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I actually don't think that the need, I don't think the need is the same, but I do think it is as important. So I do think you need to look at technology and say, how does technology become an asset, not a crutch?
Yeah.
And I think that if you, you know, think back to our time growing up and using calculators and getting your TI-83 and learning how to use that to do stuff was smart and good. I never have needed to do that stuff past high school because I wasn't interested in any way, shape, or form. I was good at math, but I wasn't interested in making a profession out of it. But like, there are every once in a while, life throws a very basic algebraic equation at you, and you're like, oh, okay, I can write this down and make the sides equal one another, and you feel pretty good about yourself. If you're going to be in a professional setting, you need to understand how to write a professional email. That's a lot different than, you know, we just talked the other day about, like, when was the last time you wrote a letter? And could you even write a formal letter? And we're in our 40s, and we learned it, and we're all like, eh. And then you say to yourself, like, I don't even think the person receiving it would be able to tell that it wasn't the correct format for a formal letter.
Right, yeah.
I think I would rather have, professionally, I would rather have an AI-supervised communication than a grammatically riddled with errors poor attempt by a human.
On the receiving end.
Yes.
I understand
that. In a professional setting.
I understand that. And that's what I'm saying is that if you're just teaching somebody who's going into a field, that's not their primary. If you're a doctor or you're an engineer, but you're just not a great writer, I understand using these tools to help you. But if your field is writing, is for creative writers.
Well, sure. But I'm just saying that I don't think that that's determined in middle school writing and English.
Yeah.
Once you get into high school, like upper level high school or honors classes, then... I feel like you should be able to go through those and not have to weigh in on, or maybe study the comparison of the two. Like, this is writing without AI, and if you would have used AI, it would look like this, which is better. And like, kind of do a thought experiment on the implementation of technology and how technology cannot replicate the human brain. It can kind of mimic it in a way, but not replicate it.
Yeah, and I think that is very important too, because like we were talking about with the math example, aren't you thankful to have learned math, even if you don't necessarily use that form of math all the time, to say, well, at least I learned the basics of how it works.
Yes, but I could Google the exact thing that I was trying to figure out without ever having to spend the time to be like, this is algebra. I know this.
Yeah.
I could just put it into a system and it would tell me the answer.
But your brain also kind of understands how that process happens now because you learned it.
Yeah,
even if you're not great
at it. But I don't need it.
You may not need it, but I still think it's better for our brains to get that activity, get that action, get that exercise, than to not have to do it at all. And I think that's where I'm coming from here. And that's where she's coming from, too. As a teacher of the subject, she's like, please don't tell me we're going down this slippery slope.
If anybody is going to be an advocate for no AI in it, it should be an honors level English teacher in high school.
She
should lead that crusade for sure.
Absolutely. So real quick, before we get to the top here, I just wanted to throw one more story out there, just as important too. Wendy's is bringing back their best frosty flavor, vanilla.
Oh, I've never had one, but it's got to be better than chocolate. I don't like frosties.
Agreed. Vanilla is coming back, but at the expense of the triple berry frosty.
Oh.
Which
is a shame.
It is a shame. Because
I
the triple
don't care
berry.
At all. Get rid of the triple berry.
Oh, my
berry.
Gosh. The triple
vanilla
berry.
Vanilla and chocolate. That's all the only thing. Frosties.
It's sad. So just wanted to let you know, if you're a fast food junkie, that you are going to be losing the triple berry frosty soon.
When?
Within probably the week. It sounds like they're phasing it out. So the last supply is what they're going to have for the rest of this week. I know where I'm going after work. After reading that article, I'm going to every Wendy's I can get because they're a dollar.
Just
or
get
they have
one
been
from
on
each?
The weekend.
You could just get like going. Five from one store.
Well, I don't want to be looked down upon.
Well. Jim Carafano and Congressman Bost next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.